Greetings, dear friends, in His worthy name, the name that is above every name, our Lord Jesus Christ, the chief and only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. Greetings in His name. Hallelujah, what a Savior. We want to continue to share with you some of the truths to which we are firmly and absolutely committed according to the Word of God. We've been telling you that at the end of this month, we will conclude some 25 years on this radio station. And Lord willing, on December the 28th, we'll have our last broadcast over WNAH. This is due to a reevaluation of our stewardship, our responsibilities to God for the money that He entrusts to us as the Lord's people who meet in His name at the Gospel Chapel out on Sonia Drive. And because of this evaluation and prayerful consideration, we will be redirecting this portion of His money to another form of outreach directed primarily at the Bellevue community. So we want to advise you that this will be our last month on WNAH. But at the same time, we want to reaffirm that during the 25 years on this station, we have not once deviated or digressed or backed off from the truths that we were committed to in the Word of God when we first began. For example, 25 years ago, when Hal Green began this broadcast, and I picked it up about 20 years ago, we were committed. Hal and I were working together when we first started. We were committed. We still are committed to the truth of the Bible, that it is inspired, it is inerrant, it is without error, it is God's infallible Word of God, and as such it teaches us about God, that there is but one true God, and yet He has revealed Himself to us as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son coming from heaven to be born in that unique way so that He could die on the cross and bear our sin and serve as our high priest, advocate, and Savior. He did this because man is a sinner, totally without God, without Christ, without hope, dead in sin, dead to God, and needs salvation. And this salvation is available because Christ died, was buried, and rose again, and ever lives. This salvation is a gift. It's paid for when Jesus by Himself purged our sins, we read in the book of Hebrews. Without any help from any of us, He died, was buried, and rose again. And therefore, the gift of eternal life is available for all who will receive and accept and trust and receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And when you trust Him, my Bible says he or she who has the Son has life, has eternal life. What about it, friend of mine? Can you say, yes, thank God, by the grace of God and on the authority of the Bible, the Word of God, I know that I have eternal life. If not, call us. We'd be happy, delighted, thrilled as we close out 25 years on this radio station to sit down and lead you to put faith in Jesus Christ, even as others have done through this ministry over the years. We want to press on and reaffirm our commitment to the truth of the Bible concerning the church. We believe that the church is the one thing that Christ loved enough to die for. The church is the only thing that's going to be in heaven with God for all eternity. Now, let me clarify that. Let me make it very clear that we're not talking about church buildings. That building on the corner, that building down the street, that building where you gather with other friends, is not the church for which Christ died. It's only a building where the church meets. That's why we call our building the Gospel Chapel, because it's where the church meets. The church is not there until the church gathers in His name. And incidentally, we gather in His name alone. No other name under heaven will save us. No other name under heaven is worthy to gather to. And so the church is what He died for. And the church is made up of all true believers. We read in Acts 2:47 that the Lord adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. Nowhere does it say go out and join the church. That's an expression foreign to the Scripture, foreign to the Word of God. I see our time is gone, but we'll continue in this, reaffirming our commitment to the truth of God from Genesis to Revelation. It has been unchanged. It remains unchanged, even though our direction of ministry over the radio will change shortly. Call us if we can be of any help. Visit with us at the Gospel Chapel, and may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.